Glenn Schofield is joining us now on Racing HQ. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. Duff will talk about today, but I haven't heard you or spoken to you through the week. Can you take us back 7 days? Can you give us some thoughts on Kemantari? There was so much discussion about Winx, but were you satisfied with the run of Kemantari?
Look, I think you've got to be pretty satisfied with the overall thing, because if you look at his sectional, he's run home really quickly, and probably only the mare's run home faster than he has. But I suppose what it was all, everyone was billing it up to be, didn't quite eventuate, but which was a disappointment from my perspective. But he still felt pretty good to me, yeah, for sure.
When I put your name on the list, I didn't realise you had a 53 ride. You'd be how are you doing it?
Tough at the moment, Rod.
Yeah. What are you hoping to get to, the 53, or you got to ride over? You got ride overweight?
No, or? I'm hoping to get to the 53. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he looks a good horse. Well, he looks a progressive horse, this Avilius.
Yeah, he certainly announced himself with a very eye-catching performance. Not just from the eye, but from my perspective, from the saddle as well. It was, you know, obviously he's going up a lot in grade today, hence the drop in weight. But he had some really good form behind his name without obviously having anything exposed in Australia. But he certainly did show that he's got an engine.
Did he show he's got an engine prior to that run?
I hadn't had anything to do with him at all, Ron. I hadn't ridden him or trialled him. I must say, he probably, by the sounds of things, is a quiet achiever at home. You know, I don't think he sets anything on fire. But of course, his form suggests, and when you look at him, he's just a beautiful specimen. Yeah. So he's got a bit of class about him for sure.
He was back second last the other day in the run. He's got a pretty good draw today. Where do you sort of envisage him being?
Well, I suppose from that barrier, it allows you to be a lot more flexible. You don't necessarily have to go back. It was a, more of a go back with a big weight first up over the mile, and he just showed that he was up to the task of reeling them in. I suppose today with a lighter weight, better barrier up in trip, it allows us to be a little bit more positive if we need to be. Depends on how the track's running on the day. There's obviously going to be a bit of cut in the ground, which won't harm him at all, being a European-based pedigreed horse. So, look, I'm looking forward to getting on him again today.
Your other rides are all to Hyung. First ride on him in race four.
Obviously, the distance probably looks a bit short for him. But Gary's given me a bit of a push for him. He obviously expects him to be running on late, and obviously we'll be appreciating races a little bit further than this come next time.
Plague Stone looks very well placed here. He sets up third up. He's got a few runs under his belt, and I heard Yui say he just needs to settle better, but he should with a bit of speed here.
Yeah, he should. That's his problem, I think. He wants to just, you know, run through the bridle early on. He's a really competitive horse. I think the race allows us to get a nice smother, whether it's enough to catch whatever's in front. He certainly can rattle off some sectionals, as was evident in his first start this prep. So he's a nice type of horse. Given the right run, he certainly can give it a shake.
Race six, you're on Cloak. It looks an improver. He won second up there at Newcastle. You rode him two starts back at Canterbury.
Yeah, I rode him at Canterbury, and it wasn't the idea to go forward with him, but he just jumped and landed right there. He's a big horse. Canterbury, I don't think, would have ideally suited him. The horse that beat him came out and franked the form and ran third at his next start in the Rosebud, was it?
Yes.
So his form around him is pretty good. He's come out to win over 7 furlongs. You know, he showed a lot of fight that day. They went pretty slow and one ran past him, and he showed a lot of guts to sort of peg it back, which is never easy to do when something's got the march on you. But again, he's got a lightweight, so he's a big horse. He'll roll forward, I'm sure, and he'll give the race a look.
Race 8, Piracy, was okay first up.
Yeah, it was a good run. Didn't get much cover. Was a little bit wide on the track from a wide gate. Look, he's probably gonna need a bit of luck in the run where he finishes up. If he rolls forward or not, I'm not sure. But on his day, he's very capable.
And you finish with Sanction. You'll have a couple of bottles of water under your belt here. He presents and maps better than a few here. Third up, better draw.
Yeah, third up, better draw. He had to do a little bit of work the other day to get into a good spot. Loomed up as if he was going to challenge for the big prize, and I think his early exertions took its toll on him. But I think with those two runs under his belt, I think you're right, third up is probably pretty much spot on for him.
Beauty.
All right, and I see during the week, Chad's in Japan this weekend.
Yes, he's riding in that World Jockeys Challenge today and tomorrow. I think he's got 5 rides today and 6 or 7 tomorrow.
Yeah, well,
the 4 races for the international, so he's really pumped for that.
Yeah, fantastic. We'll keep an eye on those results over the weekend. Good on you, Glenn. Good luck today.
Thank you very much, Chad.